You're listening to the Marriage Matters Podcast, where we talk about real life matters that matter to you. So sit back and enjoy some laughs, encouragement, and advice on Christian marriage, dating, and more. Now here are your hosts, Christian and Lanisha Johnson.
Hey family, how you doing? How you doing? And how are you doing? We're here and we are talking about building momentum. I'm going to just go straight in. I'm not even going to play with it right now. It's just so hot off the press. Not really. It's really like 2-3 weeks old that this mindset hit my heart and mind. I was jogging one time and I felt like the Lord was saying to me about begin to minister to me about building momentum. Came from the jog and share it with Lanisha. And then I found a snippet or mini teaching from Jensen Franklin. He was talking about the aspect of building momentum. Excuse me. And it really began to minister to my heart as well as to our marriage. A lot of times we see how we are losing momentum, or we come from a victory or a situation where God brought us out, whether it's our family, our marriage, or whatever the case may be. And we go to a place of rest when God really designs for us to go from victory to victory, from glory to glory, from this, you know, place of greatness to the next place of greatness. And I was just thinking about when, you know, David and Goliath, you know, that situation there and how he's been prepared pertaining to, you know, fighting that Philistine, so to speak. And, you know, recognizing that, you know, Ephesians is talking about that we don't fight against flesh and blood, but, you know, wickedness in high places and all those things. So we're on the same team, which we've talked about the last podcast. But the thing that hit my mind and heart is that the reason why I feel like the enemy wants to attack us and deal with us specifically in our marriage is because he wants to keep us from building that momentum. I think about the football player, Dr. Jensen was talking about this as well, and how you can come to a point and place of coming into contact. When they come to tackle somebody, if they're head on head or very close to them in proximity, it gives them less of an impact. But if they, you know, can, you know, run and toward them and then give them a, you know, a hit them, then, you know, it's a greater impact. And so I think, you know, the fact of us having to build momentum, you know, the enemy knows that with greater momentum is a greater impact. And so we want to speak into your marriage and your life and tell you guys that, look, there's great momentum that you have to build. And that, you know, every trial and temptation situation that comes up is trying to affect your momentum of your marriage ministry, so to speak, in your home and what people are watching and your family and your children. And because he recognizes that if you continue to build that momentum, that there's going to be a great impact on those who are called to be a part of your ministry, so to speak. And basically what I'm saying is those who you mentor, those who you are, you know, over, who you lead, who you serve, they're watching you. They need your marriage to survive and to thrive. And so as you're building momentum, that impact pertaining to those who you're going to reach is going to be greater. And so we want to encourage you pertaining to building that momentum, identifying that when things are coming, like we talked about our last podcast, that the pruning process, it's a part of the process so you can help build momentum. The enemy's job is to steal, kill, and destroy, but he wants to distract you as well, again, so that he can slow you down on your momentum so you have a, you know, less of an impact. So we want great impact pertaining to, you know, those who are called to eat from our tree, that when they get, you know, good fruit from our tree. And I say before that how you come to that place where you know, an apple tree doesn't eat its own apples. It's for other people to eat the apples. And so God's called us as husband and wife to move forward and to have fruit on our tree that our children, that our neighbors, that our friends, that, you know, all those around us are able to eat from that. So build that momentum, you know, identify the tricks and tactics of the enemy or whoever's trying to oppose you, and just move forward and to have greatness and come together, recognizing that you are victorious, you're powerful, you're anointed, you're chosen, that you are just all that and more. And this is a great season for you if you will identify the momentum that you have to continue to build to get to that next breakthrough. We believe that breakthrough is coming for you and your family and your finances, but we also believe that it's going to take some work. So from my perspective as the husband, and then just as an encourager, to stick in there and just to tell you that building the momentum, because you are called to have a great impact, baby.
Yeah. And on the flip side, I just think about how sometimes when we're doing really well, when we feel like we're in a good place we kind of get lax sometimes. We might not put as much effort into things. We might, you know, just kind of take a break. And if you go back again to the football scenario, a team who's doing very well, they might be winning game after game after game, and then they come to that bye week where they get to take a break. And a lot of fans get nervous when that bye week comes, when they're, especially when their team has been performing so well, because they know when they get that break, they lose that momentum. It's not the same when they come back. And it's the same thing with our marriage relationships. We can be doing great, and, you know, we could be, you know, making sure we have our date nights and we're spending time together and we're, you know, feeding our marriage and we're communicating well and all these things are going great. And we might get to a point where you're like, you know what, this weekend, you know, let's not put in that time. You know, we're doing good. We could take a break. We don't need that. We don't need this. And sometimes, you know, you do need a break, but it's still a point of putting your marriage first. Don't come to the point where you start to put your marriage on the back burner because you feel like it's doing well. Because that's when you begin to lose that momentum. And as you said, babe, you know, when we begin to lose the momentum, our impact becomes lesser and lesser to those who are around us and those who are looking to our marriage for advice. They're looking to our marriage to be that example that they need, that hope that they need. They might be struggling and they look to us or to you as that marriage that gives them hope. And if we begin to get laxed because we feel like we're in a good place, we might lose that impact we have on those people around us. So even in when it's good, you know, keep going, keep that drive going, keep doing what you can do to keep that tank full and overflowing, and your momentum will continue to grow and build up.
That's great. Well, that's good. That's awesome. So I think we out. Talk to you.
Bye.
You have been listening to Marriage Matters. Thank you for downloading our podcast. We'd love to hear from you, so don't forget to leave us a review and follow us on Instagram. For more information, visit us online. Thank you.